Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
We all survived the snow this weekend. All survived. Everybody's here.
We didn't just survive. We thrived.
Thrived. For the most part, this was a really, really fun snow.
It was.
It really was, right? I mean, I know there was a hassle of a bunch of people losing electricity for a while. Ours came and gone a little bit in Sandy Springs, but people had extended periods of time without power for a while.
That would suck.
That would really, really suck. Outside of that, this was a fun one because it was real snow.
Let me just say, I love how the city of Atlanta reacted to the snow. The shenanigans that was going down in Piedmont Park, the snow people that were being built that had giant booties and weaves on them.
Did you see the man skiing down the road? I'm like, who has skis here in Atlanta?
I thought Atlanta turned up, turned out, and did what they needed to do because we never get snow like this. And I was so excited for my three, almost four-year-old because Jimmy's never had a snow like that. So as soon as we had like a good blanket of it, it's like all the kids in the neighborhood descended upon our yard. We had a massive snowball fight with everybody. Some neighbors had some actual sleds, and we have a couple of hills in our neighbor's yard. So the kids were sledding. Of course, we built two different snowmen. They had the time of their lives, and it was so cool watching like core memories being made.
I feel like living in New York and Colorado most of my life is always fun to see places like Atlanta get snow and how people react to it. I was like, I don't think they understand how snowmen are supposed to work because they built snowmen around my way, but they kept building them where cars had to drive. So I think they did it to be evil and people had to hit the snowman. I was like, that's not the way that's supposed to go, but it was fun.
It might have just been because people couldn't literally see the road, because I was most nervous about driving home because as a Floridian, I'm used to driving in like really heavy rain, but I was like, this girl is not used to ice. But the one thing I found difficult about getting out in the roads was the fact that you couldn't see where the lines were. I'm like, am I driving on the sidewalk? Like, other than that, it was a winter wonderland.
So driving home yesterday, that was my same, because I was, I lived in Cincinnati for like a second, and I got into an accident. It snows there, it's cold there, it ices there. I hit a car, which hit a car. So it was like, it was gnarly. So I always freak out when I have to drive in that type of weather. So I got down in our parking lot. The first thing I did was called my husband, Bart. And I go, you're going to talk to me the entire way home. So from the station parking lot till I pulled into my driveway, I just had him on the phone. And every now and then I'd be like, I'm going down 400. I'm getting off the Lenox exit. I'm taking a left. Oh, good news. There's a cop in front of me. And there was a cop on 400 that would get off the exit and then turn around and go back and was just like cruising to make sure like nobody needed any assistance.
Some of y'all, though, I mean, you're natural selection at work, because building snowmen in the road, people were like jogging in the road or playing in the road at the bottom of hills. And I'm like, honk, honk, honk. No one's turning around. Then I'm like, honk, I'm coming through. I don't know if I can break. And this one dad flipped me off.
Oh, really?
They were sledding. They were playing with their kids in the middle of the road. It did look fun, granted. And I'm giving like light honks, like coming down. And then he flipped me off when I gave a longer honk and then continued to just sled down the road with his kid. And I was like, all right, it's snow day. It's like being in the airport. You can have beer at 10 a.m. Like rules don't apply. Same with Atlanta snow days.
I feel like driving around, because we left the studio at 8 a.m. on Friday. We had a whole bunch of stuff recorded so we could leave early because it was supposed to snow and then the ice was supposed to come in.
And it did.
You can't drive on ice. You can drive on snow. So when we left here, it was all fresh powder. To me, that is like opening up the peanut butter and you having the first scoop.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that, right? And my son was supposed to come on over and see me on Friday. It was my custody weekend. And I said, if you're coming over, you got to do it early because the ice is coming in and I don't want you driving on that. And he has never driven on snow before. So I get home and then I get a call from him. He was going to drive down. I'm giving him instructions. Just take it nice and slow. Mm-hmm. Be careful for everybody that's out on the roads, but you will be fine, man. I was just out on it. It's just powder right now. Just take it slow. I get home and I get a call from him and I'm stuck. I'm like, what? What happened?
Oh, well, he's got a pickup truck. And I feel like because the bed is empty, is it easier to get stuck in a pickup truck?
Well, we thought he had all wheel drive on it and he doesn't. Oh. So he didn't even get out of his mom's driveway.
Oh, okay.
That's the best place to be stuck.
And the wheels started spinning on it. So yeah. I went over there and we dug it out. Neighbors came and helped us with shovels. We dug it out just enough to be able to reverse it like a foot and a half to get it out of the middle of the road back in his mom's driveway. And that was the only drama we had with the snow all weekend long. And the rest was just great. My dog, who I was so excited to go home and share snow with, I don't know if she's ever seen it for the first time. So I get over there, I start playing with her, and she couldn't care less. She hated everything about it, which could have been predicted.
Oh, I have a Bernese Mountain Dog. So Boone was like in his element.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, this is my weather. I will stay outside forever.
Nah, she couldn't care less. Ooh. Humorless, humorless dog.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 9 plant protein bars, 8 hydration mixes, and 4 mushroom coffee sticks. And now you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping when you go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code BAR20 to get this exclusive offer for our listeners. That's IQBAR.com, promo code BAR20 to get 20% off, plus free shipping. IQBar.com, code BAR20.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, this May only, you can get an extra $200 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $200 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.